The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, I have nothing really on my mind or my heart today, or everything's on my heart, but nothing on my mind. Something like that. So if you have any questions or things you'd like to hear about, you're welcome to ask or suggest.
Hold it like that.
Is it on?
Yes.
Testing. Yes, Gil, I was wondering about investigation, like if during a meditation something comes up that you want to investigate, but I'm just wondering, should you let that thought go and investigate it later after the meditation, or do you pursue it during the meditation?
It depends what you mean by the word investigate, what you're intending to do.
Say ego. Let's say, like, say you did something and you said, oh, that's probably just my ego or my vanity. And you say, what's up with that? And do you pursue it during the meditation or wait till after?
Yeah, generally it's safest for people to keep meditation really simple and focus on the meditation process rather than bringing something in from outside, some issue to work with. But don't neglect those issues. Just don't do it in meditation.
Reflect after the meditation.
Something like that. Okay. And sometimes reflection... And sometimes reflection is done much better after meditation. It kind of puts you in a different state and more stable. The alternative, the other thing though is, if you're sitting and meditating, and what you're calling the ego comes up in meditation, you know, you're sitting there thinking, I better be the best meditator on Birch Street. You know, I am the best meditator on Birch Street. You know, and he's like, and that, since it's happening in the present moment, then the mindfulness can really investigate that. But we don't investigate it analytically in meditation. We investigate it by, it's closer to a feeling or sensing what the experience is like. So where's the tension in the body? Where's the pressure around there being this ego that wants something or has taking it to... So you kind of in present in the experience of the moment, how is this actually being experienced, almost in a physical way, and then just to hold it in presence. You're not involved in actively trying to analyze or understand the roots of it. Just trying to, the investigation is more. Let me experience this better.
Like a feeling tone, is that what you're?
Could be a feeling tone.
A feeling
tone. Yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciated your talk just earlier about the gift of attention, because I've told everybody I'm not giving gifts this season. I don't want gifts this season. And it, to me, that seemed to me coming from like an odd space in my heart. But I feel like thinking of it like my gift to you is, you know, the gift of attention, like, you know, a party I'm going to give where I give a lot of attention to you. And that's so simple. And yet it comes with, you know, it's a great, it's like I want attention. That's what I want.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So.
Like when if they ask what you want for holidays, say, I want attention.
I know, I want your attention. I really like that. It gives me a nice feeling going into the holidays that I have a great gift for you this year.
Yeah. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then we'll give attention to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
I'm not sure what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you mentioned generosity and how you extend that to meditation, my mind kind of went off in a direction of generosity as a means of being imbued with my mindfulness. And therefore, I thought about if I can give attention to my breathing uh-huh. in a generous way, I can probably go into a more consistent form of breathing practice. And in addition to that, then of course, there was a chain reaction of moving on from there to how do I mindfully interact with people in a generous way? In other words, if my mindfulness is imbued with generosity, uh-huh. as I'm more or less interacting with people, sharing the road, talking to them, am I giving enough to them or not, or mostly being coming from a position of receiving a lot as opposed to giving.
Yes.
So it just basically went off in those directions. This is in contradiction to what you mentioned just to that gentleman about wanting to stay focused on meditation. So I'm conflicted.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the more complicated reflection about how you can do this in your life, that's a good reflection, but that wouldn't be what you do in meditation if you can help it. But this very simple reflection or the very simple idea that, you know, I could, rather than trying to get something from a meditation, why don't I think of it more that I'm offering attention to my breathing? And that's very simple reframing might help you, as you said, go deeper into the breath, really be there. And just that's simple. And you're not spinning out a lot, you're not analyzing, you're not staying involved in the world of thought. It's just a little reframe that gives you a different attitude to how to be there.
Thank you. Perfect.
Great. So sometimes we use in meditation our thinking to help us think less. So, for example, you might have the thought, I don't need to think about those things anymore. And, oh, yeah, that's right. And then you don't, if it's that easy. But, I'm thinking a lot right now. I wonder what's needed here. I think what I need right now is I'm actually quite anxious. I need to bring my attention to the anxiety. Okay, let's do that. Then you're quiet. You're feeling the anxiety. So there's very, very simple kind of thinking that can be used that points us in the direction, that helps us find a way. And the principle behind using this very simple, very, very simple thinking is not to analyze. It's just more like little queries, like, what does it be used for? Let me turn and look at this. So it wouldn't be analyzing. It's just very simple. And the other is, does that thinking help everything get quieter? Does it actually quiet the thinking mind rather than spinning it out further? And then what some people occasionally have learned to do is they do a lot of thinking in meditation. Sometimes the thinking can be very loud if you think in words. And some people find useful to start whispering in their mind. Just kind of tone it down, you know, consciously. And that can help things get quieter sometimes.
I was meditating this week, and I was thinking about something, and then it occurred to me, you know what, nobody cares about this. And then it occurred to me, I don't either.
And then what happened then?
Went away.
It went away. One of the sobering reflections is that you've had, I don't know how many millions of thoughts you've had over your lifetime. Most of them probably felt somewhat important at the time you had them, and most of them you don't remember now. They've gone. So this idea that your thoughts need are so much attention, are so important in the moment, is a little bit probably overdone. Probably the advertisement they come with is not quite always accurate.
Could you offer some more phrases about how to bring generosity as an attitude to the meditation practice?
I think it was too softly spoken.
Would you offer some more phrases about how to bring the attitude of generosity into meditation?
So an attitude of some phrases for how to bring generosity into the meditation. Anybody else have any suggestions of a little phrase that could help bring generosity into the meditation? Sorry?
The word generosity.
Just say the word generosity. Just generosity. And that sometimes just saying the words enough to evoke that sense, that feeling, that attitude. Other ideas? Yes?
Sometimes a soft smile.
A soft smile can bring it up. Yeah, just making a soft smile. Yes, there was the other thing. could you turn it up a little bit, because I'm having trouble hearing people. Oh, it was off? Okay. Yeah.
You could reflect on a previously generous act that you've done.
So sometimes remembering a situation that was felt generous and felt you feel the uplift of that generous event. So you think it briefly, don't go into a long story, but just enough to have an image of it, and then to have the upwelling of good feeling around generosity, and then drop it. Drop the story, but stay with the feeling. So that could work. That's it.
What I find really nice is just saying thank you, and it's a feeling of just drinking in the feeling of the breath and wherever it's touching me, and feeling the generosity of the breath gets me into the generosity circle, kind of.
Mm. Very nice. So feeling it's mutual.
Yes.
We offer our attention to the breath, and the breath offers itself to us. Nice. Right behind you, the mic's coming.
I think just paying attention to the body and how it feels somewhere. Maybe it hurts. And then just... first of all, paying attention to it, and then use the word compassion. Have compassion for that and see how that feels.
Nice. Very nice. One more, and then we'll stop.
Or maybe just imagining your heart opening.
And imagining your heart opening, and then maybe it will.
Yes.
Little bit, yeah. It can happen. The other thing is that... I think it's easier, someone mentioned the thank you, but it's easier to be generous if we feel gratitude towards something. And we tend to be grateful for what supports us in our life. And your body has supported you for a long time. There's like a lot of support that your body gives us, even if it's malfunctioning here and there a little bit. The fact that you're alive, there's a lot working in there. And so to be grateful for this body, and in return of the gratitude, be generous towards it. You want to care for it, take care of it. And one of the ways to take care of it is to attend to it. Be attentive to it, and as if it counts, as if it's important to be seen, be felt, be experienced. Have its time. It's so easy to spend days, years, decades for some people, so much in their head, they don't even know they have a body. I mean, they know, but it's not. They're not behaving as if they have a body. So it's a great thing to be generous. It's a great thing to have a body. It's a great thing to be generous towards your body, and to do that in meditation in a way as an antidote to all the other strange ideas that might be going on. and you do it in a way that helps that quiet you down and gets you more involved in the practice. That's the art. So thank you.